This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C., breaking news on Pastor Saeed Abedini. A health update, medical treatment, possibility of a move to a hospital. We'll talk about it all today on J. Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., J. Seculo Live.
Hagme, what has the State Department, Secretary of State John Kerry, and the President, have they done, you know, what is needed, or do you want something more specific from them?
As we discussed in the hearing, the congressional hearing, any statements made, anything done has been more of a reaction to a question. We're expecting more of a proactive effort on their part and statements coming from them in regard to Saeed being released.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Let me just recognize Congressman Smith.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Let me just say to Mr. Seculo and to Dr. Seculo as well, you really give fresh meaning to the idea of competent counsel, but you go beyond it. You go the extra mile, and I've watched you in action for years. And Nagme, I don't think you could have people more committed and more competent at your back, getting what has to be done on a daily basis. So congratulations for that, because you are... Thank you for your leadership on this.
They kept coming to the computer and saying, "Mommy, can we see Daddy? Can we hear his voice?" And I kept saying, "No, we can't." You know, I couldn't explain to them why that he was physically taken to prison. And finally, they kept saying, "Does Daddy not love us anymore? Does Daddy not want to hear our voice anymore?" And I had to tell them that he was in prison because he loved Jesus, and that he loved them very much.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to J. Seculo Live. We've got a lot to talk about today. Breaking news on Pastor Saeed Abedini. You heard that right. On his health, his medical treatment, and a possible look at his case. So basically to... maybe the appeals court is going to look at what the court decided when they convicted and sentenced Saeed. We're going to talk about all of that right now on J. Seculo Live. If you didn't watch On the Record with Greta Van Susteren last night, Nagme Abedini and I were on, and I announced some new information first. And this is all available now at ACLJ.org. We launched it online late last night after we were live with Greta around 10:45 Eastern time last night. First, Saeed has finally gotten a medical exam. He communicated this to his family yesterday. The medical exam, of course, focusing on the internal bleeding he's suffering from. And folks, I will tell you, this is all because of the pressure. This is all because of the international attention. It's no surprise that this is coming after the UN Human Rights Council, where we spoke out twice, where the European Union spoke out, where Australia spoke out. Of course, the United States did not. But many countries did, and we did as well. And some other organizations even mentioned Saeed. Now, we had the congressional hearing Friday. And since then, he's had a medical exam for the first time since he was imprisoned in September, after all those beatings, after the torture, after the abuse. And he was told, now he was told this, folks, and you have to take it with a grain of salt, it's Iran, it's the Iranian government, that he is going to be moved out of Evin prison into a hospital in Tehran. Now, is that true? Until it happens, we assume that it's not happening. I mean, I have to be very honest with you. But this is what Saeed has communicated during his weekly meeting. Will you take a stand today? Because there's more information involving his legal case as well because of the international pressure. We'll get to that when we come back. We're continuing to add names to our petition to save Saeed, and we need you to stand with us today. Call 877-989-2255. We have developments here. We've got movement. His first medical exam since his imprisonment, after those beatings, after he knows he was suffering from internal bleeding and something serious, told he'll be moved to a hospital outside the prison. Now, folks, let's try and hold Iran to their word. Not easy, and we're going to need your support. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 989-2255. Do you want to talk to us on air? We're live today. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about these new developments and the State Department's continued silence? We'll talk about it when we come back.
American pastor Saeed Abedini is now suffering from internal bleeding, the result of being beaten and tortured in an Iranian prison simply because of his Christian faith. The ACLJ is intensifying efforts to secure the freedom of this U.S. citizen. The spotlight now on the U.S. government, which has done very little to call attention to Pastor Saeed's plight and to work to secure his release. The problem, a lack of engagement by our State Department and Secretary of State Kerry. The State Department was AWOL at a recent congressional hearing, failed to appear to demand the release of this U.S. citizen. The ACLJ, which continues to generate congressional support, is putting the State Department and Secretary Kerry on notice. It's time to fully engage Pastor Saeed's case at the highest level and work proactively to secure his freedom. Add your name to our growing petition right now, putting pressure on Secretary Kerry to engage. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
As you and your families come together to celebrate Nowruz, I want to extend my best wishes to this new spring and new year. Around the world, and here in the United States, you're gathering at the Nowruz table to give thanks for loved ones, reflect on your blessings, and welcome all the possibilities of a new season. As you gather with family and friends this Nowruz, many of you will turn to the poet Hafez, who wrote, "Plant the tree of friendship that bears the fruit of fulfillment. Uproot the sapling of enmity that bears endless suffering." As a new spring begins, I remain hopeful that our two countries can move beyond tension, and I will continue to work toward a new day between our nations that bears the fruit of friendship and peace.
Folks, that was President Obama, a special message marking the Persian New Year, which is a time when there are prisoners released. In fact, we know that there was an announcement that over 1,000 prisoners have been released from Iranian prisons by Ayatollah Khomeini. This is the new year and the new season. And as President Obama said in those remarks, it is a time where sometimes the regime takes surprising action in Iran. So it's a time to, again, all this news that we're reporting today, this is breaking news. If you did not see Fox News last night, we were on, Nagme and I were on, Pastor Saeed's wife, with Greta Van Susteren about 10:40 p.m. Eastern Time with breaking news about his health. Let me recap that for you, folks. First, he is, for the first time, got actual medical, not treatment, but he got doctors to check him out. So basically, that's the first time he's had doctors even do an evaluation since he was in prison, since all the torture and the beatings and the bleeding and the serious health problems that everyone has reported that has seen him. And so and he said he's had internal bleeding and he knows he wasn't being treated. He's still not being treated as of this moment. But he was told after that medical review that he would be moved to an outside facility, to a hospital outside of the prison. Now, this is not completely unprecedented when you talk about Evin prison in Iran. And because of the scrutiny involving some who have been killed during their interrogations, the regime is more, I'd say, more sensitive to those who are suffering severe medical problems. But it's Iran. And though they told Saeed this, we have to, I think, really pressure, really focus now with this holiday, with this new information about the medical review and the promise that he'll be moved outside of the jail. Remember, though, he was promised bail. He was promised that he'd be released and let to go home. So you have to take it with a grain of salt. Now, on the legal front, there's also new information. And I want to make sure That's clear to you as well. And this is important. I think, you know, it's no surprise this comes after a congressional hearing, after the UN Human Rights Council, after we hit over 500,000 people on our petition to save Saeed. And let me just inform you about now what's new legally. I mean, this is all breaking news information. We've confirmed that the Iranian mission to the United Nations, so their ambassadors, have asked Iran's top appeals court officials to review Pastor Saeed's case. They were pressured heavily at the UN Human Rights Council by us, by the European Union, by other countries, not by the United States of America, I might add, who did not mention Saeed in their remarks. But they've now, and we can confirm that there has at least been a request to review Saeed's case. So add that to the fact that Saeed was told he's going to be moved to a medical facility, a hospital, because of his severe, and understand that, folks, he was healthy back in September. Now he's got severe medical issues. That's how bad the treatment has been for him, only because he's a Christian, this American imprisoned in Iran. He's also finally got doctors to check him out, to finally get an exam. So this is new for the first time. Folks, this is a moment where we have to ratchet up the pressure, where we have to remember that this is the key. This is why we do the petition. This is why we speak out. This is why we tweet. This is why we share on Facebook. This is why we email our friends and family. Will you join this petition today to save Saeed? And if you already have, make sure your friends and family do as well. You can sign up online at aclj.org, or you can call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Naghma Abedini, Pastor Saeed's wife here in the United States, she testified before Congress. She's done the interviews. She was with on Greta with me last night on Fox News. Here's her reaction to this news that Saeed was told he would be moved out of being prison, finally getting medical treatment by 24.
I imagine you're very, relieved that he's going to be moved to a hospital, maybe. Do you have any sense of confidence, though, that will really happen?
As Jordan mentioned, we have to continue to put pressure to hold them to their words. They've made many promises that they haven't followed through with, and I'm hoping that they will follow through with this, and he will be admitted to a hospital. And so we will continue to put pressure until they do so, and he's treated for his internal bleeding.
And folks, we need you for that pressure, as Naghma said, to use that pressure in an effective way. I think this is a direct result, folks, of the international outcry. When speaking out makes a difference. If no one spoke out for Saeed, he would not get a medical review. There wouldn't even be talk about possibly getting hospital treatment. There wouldn't be talk about reviewing his case, because the UN ambassadors from Iran to the Human Rights Council were under so much pressure that they've asked the courts to do that. None of that would happen if it wasn't for all of you speaking out. And you can do that so easily. If you have not yet joined this effort, we need you to take a stand today. You know, Saeed's wife is willing to tell this very tough story every opportunity she gets. She does it. Yesterday we were on Fox News twice, at 9:30 in the morning and 10:45 at night. So 13 hours in between those two interviews, telling the story to the world about Saeed, telling people the latest information. Will you take a stand? Call now, our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, to help save Saeed. That's 877-989-2255. We're focusing in, folks, because we've got so much new information. Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, is joining me as well here in Washington, D.C. And Than, that has been key since the United Nations Human Rights Council over that two-week period, and now this congressional hearing. We have had a lot of breaking news, except for anything out of our State Department or Secretary Kerry.
Yeah, nothing proactive from the State Department. It's very simple what we've asked for, Jordan. Just a statement from Secretary Kerry stating that the State Department is behind this. And, you know, just one more piece of breaking news to add to all that you've been giving. Our listeners are going to remember that back on February 12th, 84 members of Congress, both Republican and Democrat, actually sent a letter to Secretary Kerry asking for that exact thing. We had not seen any response until, interestingly enough, Jordan, just a few moments before I came down to the studio to be with you, I I heard from one of those members of Congress who got a response from the State Department on this. The letter is dated March 8th, which is a week before that congressional hearing, but, you know, this office didn't actually receive it until the day of the hearing, so that timing is interesting. But in this letter, Jordan, we basically see the same thing from the State Department that we've seen over the last several weeks. Nothing but a very simple response to the member of Congress stating the facts that we already know in the case, so not a lot of new information there. But I want to underscore this point that you've been making. The pressure that's coming from our listeners, from members of Congress, from the commission, from that hearing on Friday, it does generate results. And the most important ones are the ones that you're talking about, the medical developments for Saeed. But we are now at least seeing a response to members of Congress from the State Department. And I would just say this. I talked to Chairman Wolf again today. He is leaving that record open for a week. He expects the secretary to make a statement this week. Otherwise, there's going to be additional consequences.
And so, folks, again, additional consequences. We're ready to act. This is not over. Just because you hit 500,000, because you do a congressional hearing, because you do interviews, that doesn't mean Saeed's home. And until Saeed's home, and folks, we've got other options to pursue, serious options to pursue if the Secretary of State is not responsive here and continues to be fail to respond. I mean, it's a written statement. That's what we're asking for. It doesn't sound like much, right? Calling for an American who's imprisoned in Iran to be released and putting his name there, Saeed Abedini. That is what we're asking for from the U.S. State Department. And folks, in President Obama's message, celebrating the Persian New Year, which is a common message released by presidents, no mention of the human rights abuses in Iran. No mention of the religious persecution in Iran. Talks about the nuclear issue, which is a controversial issue. But why no focus on what so many Iranians are suffering right now, whether it's political persecution because of their views or because of what they're told their views are or how they're labeled or their religion? And no mention of that from the President of the United States. Of course, no mention of Saeed Abedini, which would have been another good opportunity to mention Saeed, another missed opportunity by the U.S. government. But thankfully, other governments around the world are taking a stand. You're taking a stand, and we are as well. If you've already joined the effort to save Saeed by joining our petition, we've got a new program out now called Reach 3. We're going to be talking about that when we come back from the break. But I encourage you right now to join with us, to add your name to this petition. I know you're out there, folks. I know people that there are people who have not picked up the phone. Why? Because we've added so many new people. And why we're focusing on it today because of all this breaking news. Possibly a new trial, new hearing, looking back at his case. A medical review finally done. He was told, Saeed was told he'll be moved to a hospital. Let's try to hold Iran to their word. Not easy to do, but let's take a stand. 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. Again, call. Join the petition to save Saeed. 877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini is now suffering from internal bleeding, the result of being beaten and tortured in an Iranian prison simply because of his Christian faith. The ACLJ is intensifying efforts to secure the freedom of this U.S. citizen. The spotlight now on the U.S. government, which has done very little to call attention to Pastor Saeed's plight and to work to secure his release. The problem, a lack of engagement by our State Department and Secretary of State Kerry. The State Department was AWOL at a recent congressional hearing, failed hope to appear to demand the release of this U.S. citizen. The ACLJ, which continues to generate congressional support, is putting the State Department and Secretary Kerry on notice. It's time to fully engage Pastor Saeed's case at the highest level and work proactively to secure his freedom. Add your name to our growing petition right now, putting pressure on Secretary Kerry to engage. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Today on Pastor Saeed Abedini. The information is now up at aclj.org, so you can share it with your friends and family. We broke the news last night on the record with Greta Van Susteren. It was me and Nagma Abedini. This is Jordan Sekulow talking to you today. And folks, the new information is so important. It's so important because of the pressure, because of all the events. If you question whether petitions matter, look at the European Union speaking out. If you question whether it's important to sign those petitions, think about the congressional hearing that was done. If you think, well, wait, though, Jordan, I still haven't joined yet. Should I really call today? Is that really something that's going to have an effect? Well, today, as we can report to you, as we did late last night, Pastor Saeed has reported that doctors have now finally examined him for internal bleeding he sustained. First time he's gotten a doctor's exam since being imprisoned in September, after the beatings, after the torture, after the abuse. He also said that he had been informed by prison officials, now get this, folks, that he would be taken to a private hospital outside of Evan Prison to receive desperately needed medical attention. Now, no date or when this would occur, and I think we have to be careful to make sure that he doesn't disappear kind of situation. We've had that happen before, even if it's not for a bad reason. But I think that's why it's so important to keep this information out and in the public now. And with his, you know, continuing worsening medical condition to the point where they would even consider this, folks, that means they're very concerned that they, you know, I don't think they want him passing away because of his abuse. Let's put it that way. They don't want an American to be killed because of the abuse he suffered in an Iranian prison. Now, it's still Iran. So that's giving them a little bit more reason and a little bit more as if they're thinking rationally, which you can't assume. And you can't assume that what they're telling him is even true. A lot of it's false hope and false promises. But if it is true, it would be the first step towards acknowledging the human rights abuse that Saeed has faced. And so we're putting the pressure on today. Will he get moved? We will keep you updated and let you know as soon as we can. Now, we also have confirmed that the Iranian mission to the United Nations, that's their ambassadors, that they've asked Iran's top appeals court officials to review Pastor Saeed's case after all the pressure they were under by the European Union, by us, the European Center for Law and Justice. We delivered an oral intervention twice, in English once, in French the other time. Our European Center for Law and Justice executive director did that in Geneva. Australia spoke out. The U.S., of course, remained silent. And we are calling on Secretary of State John Kerry to release a statement. A written statement is fine, calling for the release of Saeed Abedini, calling on Iran to release him immediately. And we are calling for that by the end of this week. As Stan Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, has already discussed, we are prepared to seek further congressional action if necessary. We are ready to do that if we have to. So, folks, I think we've got a lot moving here. We need you. We wanted you to take a stand, and we want to hear from you to join our petition. It's 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. We are adding thousands of people every day, and it is very important that you continue to do so when you are given this opportunity. Now, we're joined by a special guest right now, is in our studio in Tennessee, John Schneck, who is a former member of Reliant K, a guitarist with Reliant K, who is now heading up our efforts on social media to help save Saeed. So he's with part of the ACLJ team, and you may have seen John's Save Saeed video. Much of the Save Saeed website was his idea and implemented by John, and he's joining us now to talk about the Reach 3 program and the growth on social media. And John, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jordan. How you doing, man?
So tell people about Reach 3. I know we've talked about it a little bit on radio, but many of our listeners out there have signed the petition. It's now over 540,000 people. What does Reach 3 do, and how can they get involved?
Well, it's basically just like you said, every voice matters in this petition, and the idea is just to get everybody who signed the petition to call or text or Facebook or tweet three of their friends and say, hey, this is what's going on with Pastor Saeed. Can you help? And, you know, try to get them to sign, walk them through the process, take them to the website, and just try to amplify your voice times three is kind of the whole idea behind that campaign.
And how have we seen, how's the reaction been, John? I mean, what's been not surprising to me, but so encouraging as we continue to work so hard, and we have all these different efforts, the social media team, the legal teams, our international teams, is that people are still responsive, and they understand that there's more they can do. They ask what they can do more, if they've already signed the petition, if they've already shared it with their friends, and we're trying to answer that question by giving them more tools and ways to get active.
Yeah, the response has been great. We've seen about, I think, around 50,000 signatures since we launched the Reach 3 program, and it's just growing every day. And we just did a new video on Save Saeed. It's going to be up today, and we're working with the media team here in the Nashville office to try to get some more content out to promote the Reach 3, and just going to continue to share that on Facebook and Twitter and all the social aspects as well.
Edward called in from New York on line one. Edward, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi. First of all, I just want to say, you know, being on the air like this is a nerve-wracking experience, and I'm trying to make it as short as I can. But if I remember correctly, in, you know, going to school and constitutional law or whatever, reading the Constitution, isn't there, like in England, whenever the government opposes human rights or violations, not only you know, form, but here in domestic in our country, we have the power as the people to overrule the government, override the government. That's a question now, and an ignorant kind of, I'm asking because I don't remember, I don't know where exactly in the Constitution. And secondly, I had a comment, if they asked me if I had a question or comment. My comment was that the Pastor Saeed, like Paul when he was in jail, that every Christian out there, he not only represents Jesus Christ in that jail, and is magnifying his name for his glory and honor. But, you know, thank God we have a loving God. He's representing you and I and everybody else that stands for the, you know, the principles and doctrines and powers of good against evil that the Holy Scriptures, cannot be misinterpreted, like don't kill. And so,
Edward, I agree with you. I mean, people like Saeed are living the story of Paul. And it's very rare to have his family here in the United States where there's an American family going through that, because we know there's severe persecution of Christians around the world, Edward. To talk about your constitutional question briefly, I think you're referring to when our own government becomes tyranny. But of course, I mean, there are a number of justifications like genocide, to begin conflict. But that's not the call here. The call here is to release Pastor Saeed Abedini. And Edward, you're right. He's standing and represents so many of us, and he represents what being a Christian is all about, which is the suffering sometimes and the persecution. And we forget in America that this is very real, and that the Bible is still living, and that the New Testament is not just a bunch of old stories that isn't relevant anymore. It's very relevant to people like Saeed Abedini. Call and join this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or sign it at aclj.org.
The ACLJ, which continues to generate congressional support, is putting the State Department and Secretary Kerry on notice. It's time to fully engage Pastor Saeed's case at the highest level and work proactively to secure his freedom. Add your name to our growing petition right now, putting pressure on Secretary Kerry to engage. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Hey, listen, one of the important things on Pastor Saeed's case, one of the ways that we've been able to raise so much international attention on this case has been all of the media engagement. Of course, Fox News has done a great job, but CBN has done a great job covering this story as well. And I want to play for you a special report that they did on Pastor Saeed's story after this hearing that was held on Friday. And then after you listen to this segment, I want to tell you how you can engage this case. So let's go ahead and play it. This is CBN reporting on the hearing on Friday.
A young Christian boy celebrated his fifth birthday over the weekend, but the one wish he wanted didn't come true. He had hoped for the release of his father, an American pastor imprisoned in Iran for his faith. John Jessup reports on his family's fight to gain his freedom.
Our family nightmare began in September of 2012.
After tearfully testifying on Capitol Hill, Nagma Abedini receives hugs and hope that her family will be reunited with her husband, Saeed Abedini. Her husband, an American citizen pictured here, received an 8-year prison sentence in his native Iran. The official charge was that he was threatening Iran's national security. But the family says the real reason is because he's a Christian. Pastor Saeed was taken into custody last July while in Iran building an orphanage. Nagma told the crowded room how difficult it was to explain why he suddenly lost contact with her and their two children, Rebecca, 6, and Jacob, who just turned 5 over the weekend.
We didn't know where he was for a week. They kept coming to the computer and saying, "Mommy, can we see Daddy? Can we hear his voice?" And I kept saying, "No, we can't. You know, I couldn't explain to them why, that he was physically taken to prison." And finally, they kept saying, "Does Daddy not love us anymore? Does Daddy not want to hear our voice anymore?" And I had to tell them that he was in prison because he loved Jesus.
The hearing highlighted the plight of religious minorities in Iran, especially for Baha'i and Christian converts. Many are arrested, detained, or executed. In Pastor Saeed's case, his attorneys say his 8-year sentence amounts to death. Family in Iran say he's been tortured, beaten, and is now bleeding internally. Last week, the United Nations Human Rights Council called on Iran to release prisoners of conscience, mentioning Pastor Saeed by name. Meanwhile, his supporters say the State Department and White House have been mostly silent.
The president should be naming names. Ronald Reagan did that. He talked about specific names. He risked superpower confrontation when he spoke about Sharansky.
Abedini's attorneys think the administration's silence is a result of political sensitivities.
I do believe that because he's a convert and left Islam, that has complicated the government's reaction. I think if he was a political opponent of the regime, that they would be much more outspoken.
Lawmakers and human rights advocates want the administration to do more and be a forceful voice for religious freedoms throughout the world. And many on Capitol Hill are doing their part, not just by holding hearings, but by introducing legislation.
One such bill being reintroduced would create a special position at the State Department, charged with defending religious minorities in the Middle East and South Central Asia. It passed in the House, but was blocked in the Senate. Nagma is disappointed in the lack of response from the White House and State Department, but says she won't give up. Through it all, she says, she and her two kids have grown stronger in their faith through the support and prayers of fellow believers.
We thought it would, the kids, our worry was that they might resent Christ or their Christian faith because it has taken Daddy away, but they've grown, they worship, they pray every night, and now they're proud that he's in prison because he loves Jesus, because they love him so very much also.
John Jessup, CBN News, Capitol Hill.
Again, folks, that was CBN reporting on Friday's hearing. There was a lot of press in the news. Of course, Fox News has continued to cover the story. We're grateful to Fox. We're grateful to CBN. And listen, I think one of the keys from Friday's hearing was when Nagme just specifically said, I expect more from our government. We expect more from our government as well. We made that clear to the State Department on Friday. We want you to stand with us. Call now, 877-989-2255. If you haven't signed that petition, today's the day to do it. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
I will hold on hope and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck and I'll find strength.
American pastor Saeed Abedini is now suffering from internal bleeding, the result of being beaten and tortured in an Iranian prison simply because of his Christian faith. The ACLJ is intensifying efforts to secure the freedom of this U.S. citizen. The spotlight now on the U.S. government, which has done very little to call attention to Pastor Saeed's plight and to work to secure his release. The problem, a lack of engagement by our State Department and Secretary of State Kerry. The State Department was AWOL at a recent congressional hearing, failed to appear to demand the release of this U.S. citizen. The ACLJ, which continues to generate congressional support, is putting the State Department and Secretary Kerry on notice. It's time to fully engage Pastor Saeed's case at the highest level and work proactively to secure his freedom. Add your name to our growing petition right now, putting pressure on Secretary Kerry to engage. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Listen, after Friday's hearing, it was still important for Nagme to continue to get in front of the press, to continue to tell her story. She had a couple of opportunities yesterday alongside Jordan to do just that. First, they were both on Fox News with Martha McCollum on America's Newsroom, and then last night they were both on with Greta Van Susteren on the record, also on Fox News. I wanted to play both of those segments for you. We're going to play them back-to-back so you can hear them both. Both of these are from yesterday, Nagme telling her story.
The family of a jailed American pastor in Iran is now demanding that the Obama administration issue a statement calling for the release of Saeed Abedini. Attorneys for the Abedinis at a hearing on Friday accused the U.S. State Department of being, quote, AWOL on this subject for the last few months. Listen to some of this.
And I think the State Department's refusal to appear before this committee today is extremely troubling and, frankly, offensive. The failure to appear today and to testify, frankly, is inexcusable. We've had some dialogue with the State Department over the last several months, and I will be honest, Mr. Chairman, has not been pleasant. The lack of concern, the lack of engagement has been problematic in our work to free Pastor Saeed Abedini. Saeed Abedini is a United States citizen. He's us. And our government's not here for him, or our State Department's not here for him.
Very strong words from the attorney there. And I'm joined once again by Nagma Abedini, the wife of the jailed pastor, Saeed Abedini, and also Jordan Sekulow, who's an attorney fighting to help free her husband. He's the executive director at the American Center for Law and Justice. Welcome back to both of you. Nagma, I want to start with you. I know Friday was a very difficult day for you. We saw you in tears as you testified in front. What was that like for you?
It was very emotional. I try to have a front so that I don't usually show my emotions very much, but it's a reality of what the kids and I face every day. It's the emotions and missing him and seeing my kids suffer and terribly miss their daddy. My son had his fifth birthday yesterday, and my Saeed was supposed to take him to Disneyland, and just it was a hard day. It was hard. He was missing from our family, and it was a big day for us, but it's been emotional.
But at the same time, you got something that you've wanted for a long time, which is to bring this issue in front of this congressional hearing. What was the response that you got? Did you feel like you had sort of, you know, warm-blooded human beings looking back at you and saying, I get it, we're gonna help you now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was very surprising, and in a way, just the amazing response, seeing just the support of the congressman and the chairman and tier, having them really get emotional and really understand the struggles of our family and wanting to fight for us. And it was amazing seeing that and seeing starting to see some results of having meetings afterwards and that they are really pushing to get Saeed home.
Yeah. Jordan, you know, we watched Jay talking about this in front of the hearing, and when he said to them, you know, he is us. He's an American citizen, and he is not getting any help from our government. And frankly, it's very disappointing. I feel like he's not being treated that way. He's not being treated like he is one of us.
Yeah, I made the statement at the hearing as well it was easier to get the State Department to move on Youssef Nader Khani, who was an imprisoned pastor in Iran, who was released facing the death penalty, who was not an American, than it has been this entire process that Nagma's been working with the State Department, that we've been working with the State Department. You know, up until the day before the hearing, we had desk officers going around us, contacting Nagma directly as she's getting on the plane to Washington, D.C. By the way, they couldn't show up to the hearing, and they're down the street. She flew in from Idaho, and she's got two kids and is a single mom right now. And they told her, you know, you never ask us for help. Now, Martha, think about how many times we've been right here on Fox News asking for help. Mm-hmm. And we made those remarks very clear to the State Department as well. Well, Friday at that hearing, we made it clear. We want a statement from John Kerry. A written statement is fine, calling for Saeed Abedini's release. Mm-hmm. And today, we're gonna just let them know right now. They have until Friday. If not, we've got more congressmen mm-hmm. interested in pursuing options that are fairly serious, more interventions, more hearings as well, to get to the bottom of this.
All right, well, we do have a change in the head of the State Department in John Kerry. Here's what he said about this matter at his confirmation hearing. We remain deeply concerned about the fairness and transparency of Mr. Abedini's trial. I, along with the U.S. government, condemn Iran's continued violation of universal right of freedom and religion and call on the Iranian authorities to respect Mr. Abedini's human rights and to release him. You know, that is his statement. Is that what more do you want? What more do you expect?
Well, he made that statement the day he was confirmed, but he wasn't Secretary of State. And since he's been Secretary of State, Senator Rubio's office has been following up with Secretary Kerry's office. That's who he was responding to a question from Senator Rubio, a written question. Mm-hmm. And here was another one of our points. The State Department has never taken a proactive step. Everything mm-hmm. has been a reaction to a reporter's question, a senator's question. Let's issue a statement.
So what do you want by Friday?
What
you've laid down this deadline here today of Friday. What do you want by Friday?
And we hope it comes before so we can work with the State Department. A clear statement from John Kerry, Secretary of State, calling for Saeed Abedini's release, calling on Iran to release this American citizen today.
You know, a point you brought up with us, and I'll just leave everyone with this thought. You remember the hikers and all of the outrage in this country and all of the, you know, tears and the welcoming home of these three hikers, which was a great thing. But you wonder why your husband isn't getting the same sort of attention as an American citizen. Nagma, thank you. And Jordan, thank you.
Thank you.
As you know, we're on top of it as well. And we look forward to what comes
next.
Thank
you.
An American Christian pastor held in a vicious Iranian prison, his wife pleading to the United States government for help. Nagma Abedini saying she is disappointed that President Obama and the State Department are not doing more to free her husband. She gave emotional testimony on Capitol Hill. No one from the State Department even attended that hearing. Nagma Abedini joins us along with the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow. Nagma, before I get to you, I want to ask your lawyer something. You have news tonight.
We do. We have a few new items to report that we have not released anywhere until tonight, Greta. First, there has been a report from the UN mission, Iran's UN ambassadors, basically, to the Human Rights Council, that they've asked for a review of this case completely. So maybe a retrial, maybe just to look at the facts. And that's very good news in light of another piece of information that we have not reported anywhere else, but we confirmed this afternoon. Saeed was able to finally get doctors today to do a review of his internal bleeding. That's something we've been very concerned about. His health has been bad. He hasn't gotten treatment. He got the review by doctors today, and he was told he'll be moved to a hospital outside Evin prison. Now, it's our turn to pressure Iran with this information to make sure that we try as much as possible to hold them to their word.
Nagma, I imagine you're very, happy, I guess is not quite the right word, but relieved that he's going to be moved to a hospital, maybe. Do you have any sense of confidence, though, that that will really happen, or do you think that may just be the Iranians saying this passing for one day?
As Jordan mentioned, we have to continue to put pressure to hold them to their words. They've made many promises that they haven't followed through with, and I'm hoping that they will follow through with this, and he will be admitted to a hospital, and so we will continue to put pressure until they do so, and he's treated for his internal bleeding.
Nagma, what has the State Department, Secretary of State John Kerry, and the President have they done? You know what is needed, or do you want something more specific from them?
As we discussed in the hearing, the congressional hearing, it's always been a reactive. Any statements made, anything done, has been more of a reaction to a question. We're expecting more of a proactive effort on their part and statements coming from them in regard to Saeed being released and his violation of his religious freedom and the way he's being treated.
Jordan, we hear reports that he's being tortured, he's being beaten while he's in this prison. I'm curious, if the Secretary of State did make another condemnation, he did during his confirmation hearing, makes a statement, what difference? Iran is not impressed with us in any fashion anyway. Having the Secretary say something else?
The more international pressure there's been, the more commentary there's been, the more media stories, the more interviews we've done, the more leaders that have spoken out, the better treatment he's received. Now he was moved to a better ward at one point. Now he's saying he's got doctors at least reviewing his problems and been told he can go to a hospital. The EU spoke out at the UN. The United States was there at the Human Rights Council and said nothing. Said nothing at all. So we've got nothing in these international tribunals from the United States of America. It's only responsive to reporters' questions, not a single proactive statement.
I should point out that it is believed that he's being held because he's a Christian, right?
Absolutely. Charge. He was charged with that.
What was he charged with?
He was charged with being a threat to national security because of his work with house churches from 2000 to 2005, so an old charge as well.
Thank you both, and I hope that putting the spotlight on it helps in any possible way.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Folks, as you can tell, this is something that Nagma is going round the clock on. Of course, she was at that hearing on Friday. She continues to go before the media, tell Saeed's story, ask for her government to bring him home. We want you to stand with her. She's going around the clock. We can certainly sign a petition and get others to as well. Call now, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, 877-989-2255.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini is now suffering from internal bleeding, the result of being beaten and tortured in an Iranian prison simply because of his Christian faith. The ACLJ is intensifying efforts to secure the freedom of this U.S. citizen. The spotlight now on the U.S. government, which has done very little to call attention to Pastor Saeed's plight and to work to secure his release. The problem, a lack of engagement by our State Department and Secretary of State Kerry. The State Department was AWOL at a recent congressional hearing, failed to appear to demand the release of this U.S. citizen. The ACLJ, which continues to generate congressional support, is putting the State Department and Secretary Kerry on notice. It's time to fully engage Pastor Saeed's case at the highest level and work proactively to secure his freedom. Add your name to our growing petition right now, putting pressure on Secretary Kerry to engage. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
So keep your head up. Keep up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Listen, I want to do something for you in this segment of the broadcast. I want to take you back to the hearing room on Friday with Jordan and Jay and Nagma in front of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission. Remember, as we were heading into this hearing, our primary goal for this hearing was to give Nagma a large stage, a large platform on which she could tell Saeed's story. She could tell it directly to Congress. She could tell it to the media. She could tell it to the American people. And folks, she did it with incredible grace. She did it with a lot of dignity and a lot of strength. And I want to play for you one clip that I was particularly touched by. I know that there weren't a lot of dry eyes in the room when she said this. I want to go ahead and play this now. This is bite number 17, Nagma before the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission.
They kept coming to the computer and saying, "Mommy, can we see Daddy? Can we hear his voice?" And I kept saying, "No, we can't." You know, I couldn't explain to them why, that he was physically taken to prison. And finally, they kept saying, "Does Daddy not love us anymore? Does Daddy not want to hear our voice anymore?" And I had to tell them that he was in prison because he loved Jesus and that he loved them very much.
Folks, Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagma, telling her children that Saeed is in prison because he loves Jesus, speaking the name of Jesus into that hearing room. And also, folks, this is something that Nagma has done consistently throughout her advocacy for her husband. She has used his case to highlight the persecution of other Christians around the world. This has not only been about Pastor Saeed. Nagma has been very specific about using this to advocate for others who are being persecuted as well, and I think it's important to highlight that. Listen, folks, I want to quickly play for you an interview that Jordan did Saturday on Fox News after the hearing, sort of bringing everybody up to speed on what had occurred. So let's go ahead and play this. This is Jordan on Fox News on Saturday.
All right, switching gears in a big way right now. That heartbreaking emotional testimony from the wife of an American pastor who's been sentenced by Iran to spend 8 years behind bars. He's viewed as a national security threat there. And on Capitol Hill yesterday, Nagma Abedini shared her husband's plight with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. She joins us now here in our studios along with Jordan Sekulow, who is the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, the organization that is advocating for Pastor Saeed's release. Thanks to both of you for being here today. Very difficult, I know, for you to watch that video of yourself yesterday on Capitol Hill testifying about what you're going through, how difficult this has been. At this point, where do things stand right now? Are you getting any cooperation from the State Department to try and secure the release of your husband from that Iranian jail?
It was very difficult yesterday, but I'm glad. I was trying not to be emotional, but I'm glad the American people and the Congress got to see how we're suffering every day, me and my kids, on Saeed being gone, and in that horrific prison. It was a very successful hearing, and that we got to be able to speak about the persecution and his imprisonment. We're hoping that now there'll be more action from the government and Kerry and Secretary Kerry and the president especially.
There were a lot of people at the hearing yesterday who wanted to hear what you had to say, and listening to you talk about your children, obviously a very, very moving moment there. How are they coping right now with the fact that their dad isn't home right now?
It's difficult. I'm glad, and at first I was trying to hold back, but I'm glad people got to see that side, the real side of the story of them not coping very well. They think he's around the house. They miss him. They've lost him in a way, and they're grieving that loss. They're very clingy to me, and they cry every night. Every night they're crying, asking for him, every time they see someone with their dad. So it's very hard for me to see that, and many times I am a mess too. I'm crying and praying for a quick return for him.
Well, I mean, as a mother, it's quite heartbreaking to have to talk to your children that way. I think a lot of people have a difficult time understanding why he is in prison right now, given the fact that he was allowed to travel back and forth to Iran, even though he had become an American citizen and had converted to Christianity. What was the turning point? Why now?
You know, there's an election coming up in Iran in June, so there is a bit of crackdown on Christians. It was interesting, Nagma and Saeed, and we talked about this yesterday at the hearing, Uma, were married as Christians, so they both are converts. Now, Nagma much earlier than Saeed, which was just back in 2000. But they were allowed by the Iranian government to have a Christian wedding in Iran. And so he's been able to travel back and forth 9 times in just the past few years. The government did ask him once and say, listen, you've got to stop working with the churches or you're not coming back. You're going to have trouble. He said, okay, I'm going to start this orphanage. He's never once snuck into the country. He was not trying to go without approval. In fact, he was there on this trip getting final approval for his board of directors for an orphanage that was almost ready to open. And so it is outrageous. And I think it does show it's the Iranian government trying to say to every Christian, everyone who's not part of their government version of Shia Islam, that it could be you next. It doesn't matter how you've been treated in the past. You could be next.
You could be next. And I found it very interesting and also sad that there was no one from the State Department who attended that high-profile hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday. How do you respond to that, the fact that they didn't send anyone to even say, we hear you, we're with you, we want to support you?
Exactly, and they were invited, they were given notice, and they're the ones who are supposed to be fighting for my husband and to be a leading voice, and they didn't show. And it was very heartbreaking that they weren't there. And as Jordan discussed, everything Saeed and I did, everything Saeed was part of legal. It was not, he didn't purposely put himself out there to be arrested or taken. Our marriage was legal by the government. They recognized our conversion and our marriage as a Christian marriage. And even the orphanage was government approved, under government control, and we were working with the government on that. So it was very interesting. It's very much shows the Iranian government's action towards Christianity, their recent policy that they took him in such a way, and that at the U.S. government, I expect, as we discussed at the hearing, should be a leading voice in defending our human rights, not just the...
Well, on that point, just really quickly, we've got a few seconds left. He's being tortured. Yep. His health is at risk right now. The White House has said virtually nothing about this. Yep. What do you account for this? Why?
We still believe, and I've said this in the hearing yesterday, that because of their record on speaking out for people in Iran, for Iranians even, that it must be something about the religious conversion that is maybe creating a new paradigm for them to have to deal with, because we've never seen a proactive step by the administration. We went to the meeting at the State Department yesterday. That's what we're waiting for. Not just reaction to a question from someone in the press, but a proactive step to help get Saeed home.
All right. Thanks to both of you, and we wish you all the best. And of course, we want to continue to follow the story. And we thank you for your courage, your bravery, and being a great mom to your kids.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on Fox News on Saturday. And again, the primary goal of Friday's hearing was for Nagma to tell her story. But also, of course, the reason that Jay and Jordan were there were to present the other goal, which was to forcefully advocate for Saeed, to make the legal arguments, to make the diplomatic arguments, to encourage the State Department, to demand that the State Department engage. Remember, they were not even at that hearing, but we did go down the street to meet with them afterwards. We expect them to engage at a greater level, and we want you to stand with us in that call. 877-989-2255. Again, Nagma said it at the hearing. I expect more from our government, and we expect more from our government. 877-989-2255. As we push towards 600,000, you can help us get there. Sign the petition. Get three of your friends to sign the petition as well. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Yeah.
The ACLJ, which continues to generate congressional support, is putting the State Department and Secretary Kerry on notice. It's time to fully engage Pastor Saeed's case at the highest level and work proactively to secure his freedom. Add your name to our growing petition right now, putting pressure on Secretary Kerry to engage. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.